Yo, yo, look, look.
Let's go.
I had an urge for this life. I had to earn all my stripes. A born hustler. I could sell a purse to a dice.
Me, I never learned from advice. It was the murders and fights. I was taller. That made me sharper than the surgical knife.
Yo, it's fiends and drug dealers behind my curtains and blinds. On this road to riches, I watch my drive turn into flights.
On my road to riches, the cops always searching my ride. They don't find nothing, just violate my personal rights. He ain't a hustler, he the burglar type. Go ahead, box. Got a Glock that hit harder than Roberto and Mike.
They took a king from his kids, now they serving them kites. Caught a case and watched the racist judge serve him a life. Sent them away and afterwards he playing tennis with his lawyer.
My man go to prison, I handle the business for you. If you got a girl that's innocent, then enjoy her. I wanted a Janet, but I ended up with Latoya.
Survival of the fittest, cause we grew amongst a dying breed.
Before you plant the money tree, you gotta find a seed. We the best in the entire league. I inspired G's and built an empire off fire trees. Survival of the fittest, grew amongst a dying breed.
I plant the seed, now all my niggas can climb a tree. We playing chess, it's hard to move till you find a queen. And for a hater, I keep a broom like it's time to sleep.
For a hater, I keep a pistol close. Don't play with you folks, kill you and the niggas that's gonna miss you most.
And if she hate, I bet the bitch is broke. She trying to bury hatchets, I gotta map it to where she dig the hole. Bitch, you think we squashing beef, but we probably didn't. Now I don't bury hatchets unless I bury the body with it.
And I don't carry ratchets unless I'm clapping somebody with it. Y'all niggas' guns don't work like it's out of business. I leave my oppositions hopping fences. No need for doctor visits. Niggas dying at a high percentage.
Fuck the fame, we only plot for riches. We did anything to get a pot to piss and fuck the consequences.
We did dirt to get in high positions. Ill will to survive by all means. Stay alive, let's go.
Survival of the fittest, cause we grew amongst a dying breed.
Before you plant the money tree, you gotta find a seed. We the best in the entire league. I inspired G's and built an empire off fire trees. Survival of the fittest, grew amongst a dying breed.
I plant the seed, now all my niggas can climb a tree. We playing chess, it's hard to move till you find a queen. And for a hater, I keep a broom like it's time to sweep.
Let's get it, man. Produced by 38 Special. We're gonna get right into that next track that we got for y'all. Because 38 Special is the man who I heard is going at it with one of the legends, G.
Yeah. We're gonna find out what's actual fact. There's a lot of smoke, man. A lot of smoke, man. I mean, yeah. 38 is his name, right? 38 Special. And if you don't know, you're about to know. Allegedly. Is that 38 Special, what he said is that he bodied a song called Sunday School with Jada and Benny. It was on a Benny project. And 38 went on Bag Fuel. I'm pretty sure it was episode 2. And he straight up said that, yo, I had the best verse on that song. Now, we gonna definitely get into the second Bag Fuel, or the third Bag Fuel interview, the most updated one that came out about 3 days ago.
Indeed, indeed.
And he breaks down the fact that other people were saying that 38 bodied Jada on that, too. People in it that are in Jada's personal cipher. Like his son. His manager. And so Jada had a song with new Fat Joe song called The Aroma, right?
The Aroma.
Featuring Stove God. So, you know, let's get into that and then we could dissect it after that.
Yeah, it says you're also featuring Kool and Dre.
That means they produced that.
Yeah, Kool and Dre. Alright, let's get that joint popping. I never heard this, so I'm excited.
If you play with Joe Partner, any of these Spanish niggas coming up in this game, your ass was getting handed to you.
All the way in Rome, I can still smell it. Out of my feet, coast, we can still smell it. Coast, I can smell it. We out in Dubai, I can smell it. Kilos out the plastic, I can still smell it. Glass pipes burning, I can still smell it.
JM Prince, the Supreme Team. Indoor pools filled with cocaine. Fiends dancing in line like a soul train. I hustle like a pastor's plate. We taking office. Your bitch took the masturbate. She can't come off of this. The life that we chose to make. Pies that we chose to bake. Life with no parole. Time that we chose to take. Handing out turkeys surrounded by all the killers. And all the corner boys got gifted the chinchillas. You had to be there. That's word to Al P Square. It's foul how I robbed the whole gym. No referee there. Marty Supreme, how I peddled that dope. True story, made $100 million off of the stove. It's crack.
All the way in Rome, I can still smell it.
Rome, I can smell it.
Out of Mafia Coast, we can still smell it.
Coast, I can smell it.
We out in Dubai, I can smell it.
Smell it.
Kilos out the plastic, I can still smell it.
Smell it.
Glass pipes burning, I can still smell it. Rappers say they shit like mine, but it do not feel the same. No,
I don't really think you would do it, you gotta show me. When niggas lose track of the time, throw them a rollie. In case we gotta commit a crime, go get a stolie. A OG, I'm more like Juan than Ananobi. B.I.G., Frank Matthews, a splash of Kobe. Bruce Lee, Muhammad Ali, half shinobi. I've been obliterating niggas for years. Is this about a verse or is this about a career? Acts around, they tell you I'm the career repo. New York love me like when Mitch hit a pair of free throws. I was selling dope when they used to call it P-Blow. Fuck rap, I'm just happy I ain't catch a Rico. Hear it, then you hear it again and it hits you more. The flow sick, but you wouldn't know cause of HIPAA laws. Before we used to go to the table, we hit the stores. Stamps, Carvel spoons, go get the straws. Summa cum laude, heroin diploma. Know me, I get excited off the aroma. Toma.
All the way in Rome, I can still smell it.
Rome, I can smell it.
Out of Mafia Coast, we can still smell it.
Coast, I can smell it.
We out in Dubai, I can smell it.
Smell it.
Kilos out the plastic, I can still smell it.
Smell it.
Glass pipes burning, I can still smell it. Rappers say they shit like mine, but it do not feel the same. No.
Mike motherfucking checking this bitch. Mic check, 1, 2. Ah, let's go. Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, yo, Danger, turn me up.
Niggas got my hills.
I gotta hit my. Yeah, look. Hey, look. Niggas ain't see what I saw. A brick turned to a pot full of gold. Over that, spent my daughter's first birthday locked in a hole. Plot full of goals, came back stronger, I'm in control. Soft white from my block to the stove, not in the cone. Me and Westlake, Stockton Malone, Gotti Capone. Niggas dressed like the copying hoes. Poppy, come on. Stop it, you know you're not with the smoke. I get you low. About a year, how niggas gonna deny me the throne? Rappers y'all comparing me to, niggas scared of me too. It make they heart beat faster, just hearing the truth. I stick my 40 out the window while I'm staring the coupe.
We pull up to your front door if I'm hearing a shoot. Let's go. They say we so dope and did random actions of violence. Our neighbors in the burbs want to hand us back to the project. They say I'm on tour while the family package the product. Everybody gon' eat and I'm standing next to that promise. Can't believe y'all when y'all talk about the guns y'all shot. And all the money running to them and it's crumbs y'all got. Just let me know. Come check with me when y'all want y'all shot. There's 10 shooters in my hood for A1 y'all got. Hey look, I had to dumb it down for niggas. You gotta do that. It's like bringing down the prices. You gotta move that. I was in the feds with braids under the do-rag. I'ma volunteer to do ya if it come to that. I fuck with smart bitches in the club, I call bitches. Staring at all these jewels, got these hoes training thoughts slipping. Brought a quarter thing back, that's a small mission. In the dark kitchen, all you hear is the four clicking in the zone. Looking through the holes of them yard fences. I'm dope, yeah, you know the flow from them park benches. Three things happen when you keep your torch, nigga. Put in work, might sell it, or you gon' get caught with it. Quarter brick, half a brick, whole brick,
whole brick.
Fiends still hit me when they dope sick. Boy, that cook with gas for the raw. So much glass on the floor. I got my bitch kitchen looking like I broke in. Let's go. Caught a thing, half a thing, whole thing,
whole thing.
Daydreaming, thinking about cocaine. When a plug throw me action, I let my man quarterback it. Looked up and all that stacking got us both paid. Real niggas know.
Let's go.
Only my real niggas know. Yeah. We ain't comfortable as y'all, nah. I've been in way too many bangos and brushes with the law. My real niggas know. Only my real niggas know. Yeah, we cook with gas for the raw. So much glass on the floor. Got my bitch kitchen looking like I'm broke.
Yeah, my bricks better than theirs. Y'all better come pay dues. An extra gram jumping back for every one they lose. These niggas borrow when the guns they use. Not me, I got my own stick, like I'm about to come play pool. Riding a car with bricks, that's one brave move. I never did it, that's why my bitch one paid new. Niggas say they want gunplay cool, but they don't really want go there. It's like Sunday school, them niggas dead on arrival. Don't question the title, no chance for survival. They ain't checking your vitals. A fast car with a gun, try and catch up the rivals. I got a lamb and a stick, like I'm fresh out the Bible. A young nigga with Mexican idols. I just left from Ohio, we met up for Cinco de Mayo. Complexion for connection, I'm melon albino. I went broke and sold wax like I'm selling a vinyl. Nigga, I know you're tight, you're not thorough. You can't come around unless you got a referral. You made a couple bucks, then you shot for your girl. Bought a bullshit watch, now you on top of the world, Got a squad of all geniuses. I've been in charge, but finding the plug just gave me more leadership. No scales for the weed and bricks, they wholesale. Only time we see scales when we cleaning fish.
Quarter brick, half a brick, whole brick,
whole brick.
Fiends still hit me when they dope sick. Put that cook with gas for the raw. So much glass on the floor. I got my bitch kitchen looking like I broke in. Let's go. Caught a thing, half a thing, whole thing,
whole thing.
Daydreaming, thinking about cocaine. When a plug throw me action, I let my man quarterback it. Looked up and all that stacking got us both paid.
Both
real
paid.
Niggas know.
Let's go.
Only my real niggas know. Yeah. We ain't comfortable as y'all, nah. I've been in way too many bangos and brushes with the law. My real niggas know. Only my real niggas know. Yeah. Cook with gas for the raw, so much glass on the floor. Got my bitch kitchen looking like I broke.
Yeah, it's a shame what we did to the highway. Even worse if we made it there safe when we pulled in the driveway.
Yeah.
3.5 whole ones gone by Friday.
Gone.
Now we riding back smoking. Listen to Sade. Dope's up in Maryland. The coke is in SC.
Yeah.
We get it off the dock. The plug come on the jet ski. I hit my man up. See what's the ticket for 10. Right back Sunday night so we can flip it again.
Y'all ready?
The whole town going crazy. A few slept on it.
Woo.
Still potent though. I only did a two-step on it. You ain't gotta be a genius or be deeply educated. Keep the money and the drugs completely separated.
That's it.
We ain't doing no dumb shit, nigga. We all smart. Same sweatsuit on, underclothes from Walmart. Nah, I ain't acting crazy with them dudes. Got the diesel with the stamp that say ladies sing the blues. Got the coke coming in like they season on the news. If I'm winning, what I look like getting even with you fools. It's an occupation. If a nigga get jammed, hit his lawyer and his fam, then we move the operation out.
What?
Peace.
What?
Peace, 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 peace. I mean, what can we say right now? When we look at the Sunday school, right, who you think had the better verse? Jada or 38?
Was that for me? Is that a question for me?
Yeah, nigga.
38.
38 had the best verse. I would say 38.
That's my answer. That's your answer?
I see 38 was very consistent through that whole thing.
There
his
it is.
Rhyme schemes were all consistent. And I mean, they went longer than 16 each one of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was almost probably like 32, right? So he was very consistent with his rhyme scheme, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Play pool. Y'all don't want to go there. It's like Sunday school. It's probably, that's probably where they named the song, to be
honest.
That's
what I'm saying. That's what I was about to say.
Right?
That's the only place I heard Sunday school.
Right? Like, that was probably where he's like, oh, no.
He made the song.
Yes, sir.
So, both the beats are really dope, too.
Yeah.
Both the beats are really dope.
The Aroma.
The Aroma track. That one with Jadakiss, Fat Joe, Stove God. I like how they sampled the Erykah Badu. And,
yeah.
But when it comes to the Sunday school song on its own, I'm going to say, yeah, I would take 38 if I had to pick one.
Yeah. It's a good thing we're in Van City. No.
and it seems that...
Hey, niggas right. Is in New York City right now.
Getting hot and shit. They're getting hot.
Ooh. Good luck coming outside.
Yeah. It's just an opinion, brother.
No, but you know I mean, and yeah, no doubt. But I mean, at the same time, you know, like, yo, like, you know, brothers really take this thing here seriously, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I will that, honestly, it's all rap. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I will,
indeed.
It's all rap. You
indeed.
Know what I mean? No violence, right?
Indeed.
But when we listen to this interview here, man, y'all gonna see, man, like, 38. He's not playing. And I just heard a response last night by, what's the brother's name? I think it's Nemos or Nemos. Yeah, I think it's Nino or Nemos. And he's, Guilty was telling me he's a part of Jada's camp. And he was just busting that fucking 38.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe we'll be able to pull that up and show y'all a little bit later, but.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. So let's get into the Bag Fuel part 3. Let's see what 38 got to say. You know what I mean? And
okay.
Yeah, man. The Boom Bap Syndicate, baby.
CJSF 90.1 FM, y'all.
Like, subscribe, Super Thanks. You know, I love the Super Thanks. You want to place your ad right here at the beginning, the middle, like I'm about to do right now. DM us directly. Let's make it go down. Shout out to Cali Plug, the finest flower in the entire country. Go to Cali app and download that app and tell them that I sent you for all the discounts, whatever state that you win. You got the finest flower in the United States. You heard? And, of course, I got my partner across from me. As
Heineken. Ooh, we here.
And we got part 2. Of, I think, maybe the most controversial show that we had the entire year.
It's still going.
We got my man 38 Special back here for the sequel, you heard?
Oh, definitely. I'm back. Yeah. We're back here where we started, man.
I mean, every time you come on this show, I mean, it goes up. I thought the first one that we ever did was crazy.
I thought that was amazing.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, the second one was even more wild.
Yeah, that was
a lot of gems.
We figured that we needed to get back together and kind of finish off the trilogy. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah, I heard from the streets that you got a lot to say about what's going on. I'm gonna address what's going on.
Oh, nah, I would love to address it all.
This whole you and Jadakiss thing, and you called out Kiss, and it online is crazy. On my Instagram is crazy. On Twitter is still crazy. I think it's actually getting stronger right now.
Especially
I thought
the
it
last
was about
4 days.
Yeah.
The last 4 days. And we were like, this is gonna die down. Then it went up again.
Yeah.
Then the last 4 days, it's just been nothing but slander.
Then
we're getting the alerts. I'm like, nigga. Then they said he spit some bars at you, supposedly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? On DJ Khaled. Like, what you got to say about that? I mean, I'm curious.
It was on two different records.
Two different records.
Big Daddy Kane freestyle, he took a shot.
Mm-hmm.
It was, he said, you ain't get the verse because you ain't worth the fee. On a Fat Joe record?
Yes.
He took a shot. He said, is this about a verse or is this about a career? I want to ask y'all something, though.
Okay, we're talking.
Why do you think he took two shots?
I don't know. I'm just spectating right now because I honestly didn't think it was going to go this far. Like, you know what I'm saying?
What would make you think he took two shots?
First, you know, his first initial shot was, it wasn't on the record. Don't do no more interviews. Holla at me. I didn't hear that one. Yes, he said that when they approached him about 38.
Girl.
That was the first one.
I ain't hear that.
I heard that. You saying it jokingly.
The one I heard was like, they about to make me come out of retirement.
I heard that one. Now, people were saying 38's bugging when the first interview initially dropped. Then they're like, where's this song at? I had girls hitting me saying, where's the song at? Now you heard a shift. Hey, this was in Jada's best performance. So, you know, people start saying, I can see where he has a point on this. And over time, you know, they like, I got a lot of pressure on me. Let me show niggas I can still box.
Why do you think he took two shots? We got here because I said I had a better verse on the song.
Yes.
Majority of the people, we all agree to that. For the ones that don't, that's just delusional. Can't pay attention to them. But we got here because I said I had the better verse on the song.
Mm-hmm.
I said, come redeem yourself. Taking a shot is not a form of redemption. Hold up, though, God.
What is he supposed to do?
Hold on. Relax for a second.
Okay. Here this nigga go.
Listen. That's one bar. To a nigga that called you out and said, I smoked you. Relax.
Okay.
I already smoked you.
Yeah.
Now, let's get this understood. How did that happen? Because a lot of people, I read the comments, they like, oh, he heard Jada Kiss, and then he went and wrote his best rap. That's how he... Now, actually, it was just another day in the office. I never knew Jada Kiss was going to be on the record. Jada Kiss never knew I was going to be on the record. I was sending a verse to my homeboy. He was sending a verse to my homeboy. Then we heard it together. It was just another day in the office. That's just how I perform. It wasn't because Jada Kiss was on the record. For the fans that think I went stupid.
Yeah.
Hold on, relax. Hold on. For the fans that think I went stupid, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, he gave me two bars on two different songs.
Okay.
He owed me 14 more.
Why? Why does Jada Kiss first off, owe, have to redeem
no, hold
against
on, hold on,
you?
Hold on.
First That's off, the question they're going to ask.
First off, right. This is the reason why.
All right.
First off, we didn't get here from me asking for nothing.
Understood.
We got here from you offering it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. Where I come from, we don't have to speak for no reason. That's like a lot of kicking it. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to tell you, yo, I'm going to do this. And when I say, let me explain something. I come from a different world. I don't come from the industry world, so I don't know how this industry games play. I come from a world where we speak something, we mean that. We don't go and see niggas and say, yo, we gonna do this, I'm gonna do this, and we just doing it because it's the way of the industry. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not used to the industry. When people talk to me, say, yo, give me their phone number that I ain't asked for, and say, yo, I'm gonna do this, for some strange reason, I believe that shit because that's the world I come from. So you put a nigga in a position that don't ask for nothing to ask you for something.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody know I don't ask for nothing. I came in this game spending my own money. Ain't too many niggas from New York that say that. Very small percentage of rappers came in the game spending their own money. Am I correct?
That's a big fact.
Huh?
It's still the same today.
Listen.
Nothing changed.
Okay. So, it's a difference. You're talking to a nigga that never asked nobody for nothing. I was always self-made. So, flip side, let's talk about the narrative of the shots. Now we taking shots. to a nigga that said you was ducking. Now you shooting and ducking. Can't take a shoot at me from another nigga record. You still ain't next to me, I smoked you. All right, well, so the fans, you know, that don't know me, and I'm a new nigga that y'all don't know, y'all need to do some research on who I really am.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at a self-made man. This not a nigga that's looking, all right, let's go back to the shop. This about a verse or is this about a career? What does that mean?
He said his career is better?
I would hope that's what that means. Or what?
Or he's probably saying you need this for your career.
All right, now let's get that to the example.
I'm not a rapper.
Relax real quick. Yeah. Do you really think it's anything that man could do for me for my career? Hold on, let's speak for a second. Let's just speak for one quick second. That's what I want niggas to know about rappers.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing that a rapper could do for you for their career, because most rappers ain't do what they did for their own career. Let's get this understood. Rappers is not CEOs. That's why I tell niggas to be a CEO. I'm not a rapper, I'm a CEO. I didn't get here from being a rapper. You seen how I live. You've been in my house.
I've been in your house.
Ask KD how I live.
No,
ask Freeway how I live. Ask Young Chris how I live. Ask Grass how I live. Relax.
You living better than 90.
Hold up. Let me explain something real quick.
I'm alley,
I don't live like this because I'm a rapper, though. Mm-hmm. You understand?
He said he has something to say.
Hold up. Okay. I don't live like this because I'm a rapper. So we can't speak on the career of a CEO. See, it's a difference when you talking to a rapper. You could talk that to the outside public that think of niggas as rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas know I ain't get here just from rapping. You think I live like this because of the freestyles you see come across your page? No, nigga. Let me explain something. No, for real, though. Hold on. Relax real quick.
We laugh because we know the truth.
Hold on. But that's the funny shit.
Yeah, we know the truth.
Relax, though. But the sheep don't know. I've been in the game for not that many years. Let me tell you something. This is bigger than... This ain't Jada Kiss versus 38 Special. This is independency versus the industry, homie. Mm. You understand that?
Of course we understand.
Listen
that.
To me carefully. Mm-hmm. It's different than that. This is a free man you're talking to that don't have to play the game that can come up here and say, I don't give a fuck about none of you niggas and still make all my money. So it's different. As opposed to a game that where niggas got to shake hands and do this and be around niggas that they don't like and play that game. See, it's different. I ain't get rich from playing the game they played. But they still on that same game, that industry game. And I want y'all niggas to know something for the independence. It's really us versus them. These niggas ain't gonna help y'all in no way. Don't look for no help. I never came in this game looking for help as an independent. I came in this game spending my money. It's a difference. I came in this game spending my money. I put money in all these niggas' pocket. Ask them. I spent money with them. Ask these niggas. I spent money. I put money in their pocket. I ain't coming in this game asking for nothing. So it's a difference. So you can't talk about career when I'm not a rapper. I make money the same way the white man make money. What that means, Spash?
Hold up.
Because I got to break this down for the sheep, because there's sheep out here who see this shit and don't understand.
They don't understand.
The industry got niggas programmed.
That's a fact.
To think that you got to be on the radio to be successful. To think that, you know, you got to have a large following to make $1 million. So they program to make you think that you got to go through them. That's not the case. You're looking at a free man. Free man that don't give a fuck about nothing. That can say whatever I want because I'm self-made. These niggas came in the game off other niggas' backs. And when I say these niggas, I mean the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Industry, oh, let me come in. Help me out. And they sing and dance for the white man. So that's what I mean. I make money off doing what the white man did. What the white man did. He gave you niggas money to go sing and dance. So once I found, hold on, relax though, homie. Let's not talk this career shit. Relax though. All of you niggas, let's talk. We talk about a free man here. Listen though, I didn't get here from rapping, homie. I got here from playing the white man game. What the white man do? He see you niggas take money to sing and dance. So I got money for you niggas. I've been giving money to you niggas for you niggas to sing and dance. How the fuck y'all gonna talk about a career with me? Y'all can't. Don't. Now you talking to a boss here. This is difference when you talking to a boss. You're not talking to a nigga that came in asking for a handout on another nigga back.
Mm-hmm.
You're not talking to a rapper. I ain't put out a project in 2 years. What we talking about with rap? I put out freestyles from 10 years ago. We talking about for rap. But I rap better than all you niggas. Let's get that understood. Why I rap better than you niggas? Let's explain that. Could we explain that?
Go ahead.
Let me ask this one question.
Please don't.
You say you got money for niggas to dance, right?
Yeah.
How much you got for Jada to be on the verse then?